I'm Marco Werman with The World. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday. If you've been watching the weather reports out of North Dakota, you know what the Standing Rock protesters have been dealing with. A blizzard blasted the area yesterday, complete with whiteout conditions and dangerously cold temperatures. This just hours after protesters there celebrated a big decision by the Army Corps of Engineers. The agency refused to allow a key section of the Dakota Access Pipeline to be drilled underneath the Missouri River. That was Sunday, then came the blizzard on Monday. The World's Jasmine Garst has been in North Dakota now for a few days. You could say she has a new appreciation for the weather there.
It is brutal. I mean, it's been a ferocious blizzard, a wind chill of about minus 20. And, you know, you have to remember, those people at Standing Rock, they're camping. And I just wanted to tell you, you know, North Dakota weather is notoriously bad, but even this is unusual for this area. We talked to a local who said the last time she can remember a storm like this is in early 2000. This is Diane Bachmeyer. She's a lifelong resident of Flasher, North Dakota, which is right outside of Standing Rock. She owns an inn here. And she's been getting more business than usual.
I had some that had run into the ditches, and then the cop brought them in. And I ended up having, my rooms were all full, so I had to put mattresses on the floor in the lobby for them.
Wow, even camping in the inn. So the Standing Rock camp itself was filled with protesters and vets from out of town. How many of them are still at the camp?
A lot. Marco, we were not able to get into the camp last night. The roads were just blocked off, but we touched base with a Nakota Nation veteran who we've been following around in the last couple of days. Her name is Brandy King. She's at the camp. She's been at the camp for months. And she says most protesters are still there. And here's why. Protesters are worried that even though this decision came down from the Army Corps that says you cannot build this under the Missouri River, there's been plenty of pushback from those who do want to build the Dakota Access Pipeline, and, you know, political pushback. And so people are just a little worried that this decision is not going to be respected. Here is Brandy.
We celebrated that victory, and it was a small victory. I think a lot of people misunderstood that, okay, that meant the pipeline was over with. So now there are several people who are basically, you know, we're not going to leave until we see those dapple security lights removed from the hills here. Until that, you know, we see action and until we, you know, it's confirmed, I don't think people are going to leave.
And I should say that Brandy has seen no cases of hypothermia, and she's very active in the camp. Actually, her job in the camp is to, quote unquote, winterize people. She's from Montana. She is Nakota. So she is very used to this weather, and her job is to make sure other people are prepared for it. So she says she's seen no cases of hypothermia. People are taking really good care of each other, but she is worried about what is coming.
Yeah. So how are folks on the ground managing?
Well, people are staying in old school buses, motorhomes, teepees, dome-like yurts, you know, these structures that are really good at containing heat. There are supplies. There's donated food. There's water being stockpiled, a collection of Army surplus tents, heating stoves. And a lot of people brought firewood from other parts of the country, too. Again, here's veteran Brandy King about her firewood situation.
Yeah, like last night I was in my truck guarding my firewood because, you know, kind of have to protect that right now. I mean, I'm always down for sharing, but this is the time to kind of, you know, get your own firewood and, you know, if you can't, find someplace warm.
Yeah, so it sounds like a lot of tests of self-sufficiency. What about the organizers? What's being done? What are they doing to keep people safe?
I think that the big concern is protesters who are from out of town. You know, we met plenty of people from Florida, Arizona, places where you just don't get this type of weather. And so they are saying, you guys got to go, because I can imagine that they don't want a case of hypothermia on their hands.
Yeah. And for media from out of town who are trying to leave, and you know from experience, that's not easy either, is it?
Yeah, we learned the hard way last night. We got kind of lost in the blizzard, and we skidded off into a 15-car pileup. The police had to get a tow truck to winch us out, and then we had to drive in a pretty scary blizzard.
The World's Jasmine Garas, you and the team stay safe and warm out there. And thanks a lot.
I'll stay safe. I don't know about warm. Thank you.